Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting second. The third baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Matthews. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Greg Matthews. And now, play ball. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Van Slyke. Lake reaches second base with a double. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout bunts towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive towards first. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton moves to third. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee is walked intentionally. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Slyke bunts towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moreland moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Greg Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Matthews. Mumphrey moves to second. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-0 in the game. Trout bunts towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mumphrey scores. Lake moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Slyke throws the ball into Smith, who tags Sandberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lopez scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Slyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Moreland goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Greg Bargar now pitching. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey is walked intentionally. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Mumphrey moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-0 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Lake moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dunston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. Lake moves to third. Trout moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Pat Perry now pitching. Jose Oquendo now playing second base. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Trout moves to third. Dunston moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trout scores. Dunston scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 9-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry catches it and throws to first to double up Durham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing second base. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Terry Francona now playing left field. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Lawless pinch runs for Ozzie Smith. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a line drive into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing center field. Jerry White now playing right field. Tom Lawless now playing second base. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lawless fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dunston strikes out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lopez hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-1, Cubs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Ohnbay now pitching. Clint Hurdle now playing first base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Bosley moves to third. Francona moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Francona moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 13-1, Cubs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lawless scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona scores. Durham moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-1, Cubs. Jody Davis pinch hits for Steve Trout. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Pendleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Jody Davis now playing first base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Lawless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawless hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Lawless moves to second. It's 14-2, Cubs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops it up and throws to first, with Onbay covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Frazier covering. Safe. Mike Lavalier pinch hits for Rick Onbay. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 14, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.